Heather Martin of Satya Solutions supports me and my truth in marketing mayhem. Satya Solutions, clarify, communicate, connect. This is Beth Lord and her blog. I innovate the cumbersome and streamline publishing for people and their stories so that the experience is user-friendly in capturing your stories with thin, easy-to-read books. But people aren't going to trust how easy this process is unless I resonate with what they are needing and what excites them. I hid behind being a health professional for many years, confident you needed the information I gave you because you had no choice. And I hid behind golden handcuffs in the pharmaceutical industry as a top pharmaceutical rep. When I created this company, I didn't know how to be me until I dropped the pretenses and learned how to come to you on bended knee, focused listening, clear mind, and an open heart. I had to heal what was inside of me so that I was a living embodiment of right heart memories, growth and healing through storytelling. Last month at Town Squared Women's Breakfast event, I met Heather. I was running out the door to see some clients, but her energy caught my eye. We exchanged business cards, sent an email to one another, and within a week she was sipping tea and eating some tarte de Santiago in my yurt. I listened to her. I liked what she had to say about helping me be myself with marketing. She wrote me a proposal and told me to watch Simon Sinek's TED Talk about the Golden Circle. Everything seemed to fall into place as I hired her and filled out the questionnaire she sent me. She heard my voice and cut through the red tape of my fear. She gave me a tagline and a branding statement I can live with forever. She told me to make my website simple for people to follow and let go of the complicated marketing practices I had been taught. I also had to let go of the fear that people wouldn't like me and my message. My message is me, and you can give me a call to see if this is something you'd like. So from Heather's website and her blog, I've taken this. Leveraging Fear, April 12th, 2017. Heather Martin. You can also find this on her website, www.satuasolutions.com. Satya Solutions. Quote, fear is the raw material from which courage is manufactured. Without it, we wouldn't even know what it means to be brave. End of quote. Martha Beck, Finding Your Own North Star. Entrepreneurs are not strangers to fear. We overcome it on some level almost every day. We all conquered it in a big way when we initially launched off on our own. Fear is natural. It is our body's warning system that alerts us when we are contemplating something with an uncertain outcome. It's important to pay attention to the inner voice that guides us. But if we want to grow, it's also important to be sure we don't let fear keep us from taking action. When it comes to marketing activities, many entrepreneurs routinely grapple with fear. Fear of bothering people. Fear of wasting time and money. Fear of being vulnerable. Fear of failure. Fear of rejection. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not knowing what to say. Fear of saying too much. The list goes on and on. For many of us, working in the business feels safer than trying to get the word out about what we are doing. The quote above from Martha Beck is a powerful perspective for all entrepreneurs to consider. We can leverage our feelings of fear and use them to our advantage. Fear is our internal barometer telling us that something isn't comfortable. Sometimes that thing could hurt us. Other times, that thing we are afraid of is exactly what we need to do in order to grow. Fear is a signal that we are pushing our limits. Leveraging fear as an indicator of impending growth and progress can give us the courage we need to experience unimaginable breakthroughs. I'm not saying to ignore fear. We need to evaluate the source of our fears and determine if it is signaling an actual danger or simply a resistance to the unknown future. Remember, the people who are bothered or don't think we're good enough aren't paying attention anyway. Our future clients are eager to learn about what we have to offer. When we leverage our fears to build the courage necessary to expose our unique vision to the world, we're ultimately able to do more of what we love. This from Heather Martin. And I am Beth Lord, Right Heart Memories. This has been recorded on my husband's farm in Oklahoma, and we hope this blog finds you well.